You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Thank you very much, Master Host, for that news update. There'll be more news with Greg at 7 o'clock. This time on this particular day in history, 1987, George Michael gave us his debut album titled Faith. That's going to be the only fact that we've got today because we had the midterm budget policy statement for the day today and we're going to be reflecting on that. I want to get as many reflections in as we possibly can. And in order for us to do that, we're going to go straight into it. We're going to be speaking to the market watcher of the day today, usual suspects for a Wednesday, that's Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro, on how the markets have been reacting and how the markets have performed throughout the day. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you. Did you catch the budget speech?
I did. I read it in detail, but I'm afraid I don't know how you're going to make a whole program out of it. Not much. I just look for, you know, Jimmy, I'm a revenue man because even when I look at accounts, I like to look what's coming in, what cash is coming in. Because once cash comes in, and the big cash, then you can do with it what you want. You know, it's when it's not coming in. And sadly, revenue is under a little bit of pressure. And we're going to, not by a huge amount, but we're going to, even for the budget, which ends in 25, you know, going to be lower than expectations. And also, I think the other thing, you know, on the growth side, that also worries me a lot, you know, that they've downgraded growth to 1.1%. We need much greater growth. So you're going to have a lot more experts on it, but also the budget deficit not coming down as much as we thought with the developments that we've had over the last few months. So market, you know, there wasn't a huge reaction here. The Rand weakened slightly and bond yields kicked up very slightly as well, which I think was an initial reaction that you would have expected, but probably settled down as time goes by on that. But overall, it's been Jimmy, it's been one of those days where we've had the English budget. There's a lot of results coming out of the US. We've got so much happening there, their growth stories and that. So you've got to put it all together. Very eventful day.
It certainly has been an eventful day. And when I look at some of the reactions and I look at some of the market movements, we didn't have such a good day on the equities side of it. But it looks as though that's tracking kind of what's been happening around the world as well. I think European markets were in the red, Asian markets were in the red. So we weren't really surprised when our markets were in the red. But I did take some solace in knowing that financial stocks were up almost 0.75%.
Yeah, they're steady. I'm not quite sure they were, you know, what why they're different from the other markets. Look, Europe was ugly, and European growth is ugly. You know, it's the forecasts there are downward for you know, for 2025, 0.7%, and I think that's why European markets come. And of course, that translates, and the UK budget as well. If you look at the UK budget, so why I bring up those two, because it does affect many of the stocks quoted on the JSE, the big numbers. You know, that's where you say, you know, that's why AB InBev, Richemont, you know, even Process and Iceberg because of China, British American Tobacco, all of those, Mondi's and so on. So a lot of those came down because of that, because of what we're seeing in Europe and in the UK. From our point of view, you know, from the local point of view, there's nothing that's, you know, there's nothing that's really worrying. It wasn't a bad day. It was like, I know we're coming to the end of October, but it was a 26 billion rand day today, dominated, as you say, by financials. First Rand, Standard Bank, Capitec were the big traders. So there's interest in that. Whether this is on the basis that rates are going to start coming down and we're expecting a little more activity here, I'm not quite sure. I'm still trying to work that out in my head, which is a bit confused at the moment.
Uncle David, when we look forward to just kind of the rest of the week and what's coming out, we're still in the middle of US earnings seasons. Yeah. Our midterm and all other data points are seemingly going to get even quieter as we look towards next week. I know you and I are going to catch up next week, Wednesday, after the event, but between now and then, we might be in for a new president of the United States. And that could be something that moves the markets for the rest of the year.
There will be a knee-jerk reaction. You know, the bets are if it's Trump that it's going to favor market because of rate cuts. I mean, because of tax cuts. The other side of it is a worry, the fact that he's going to increase tariffs. That will play through. I think to a large extent it's already in the market. I think it's going to be a surprise if Kamala wins. You know, the markets are betting on Trump. So to an extent, that's largely in the market. But we've got a lot of corporate results coming through, and some of them are different. You know, some of them, it's been quite patchy. But, the you know, Alphabet's results were very, very good and points towards maybe some, you know, better numbers out of the tech companies. At the moment, they seem to be dominating. We've got, we had Alphabet, we've got Meta, we've got Microsoft, and then I think Amazon on Friday. So, or, you know, those, some, somewhere around that. But they're very, very important. But Jimmy, you can't, you know, you don't know what's going to come out of it. That's why I think you know, it's very hard to take any kind of bet on markets. Who knows whether Kamala can do it? I've just been speaking to someone now who believes, don't worry, the youngsters are going to vote for her. You know, they're not in the polls. I don't know. I've just got a few. But you know why I'm more worried about Trump is that for Africa, he's not good.
Mm.
He's not good for us. You know, his whole attitude towards Africa and towards, you know, from his attitudes to China and to the Asian countries and that, and his whole policies of, you know, increasing tariffs and bringing jobs back to America and manufacturing back, it's going to put us in a difficult position.
Speaking of difficult positions, Uncle David, before I let you go, your final thoughts on the budget speech. Did it deliver?
No, I don't think so. I think slightly on the negative side.
Okay.
I think we were expecting a little bit more, you know, in terms of maybe revenue, but it's certainly in terms of the budget deficit coming down. And also, I think concerns that we might have to, borrowings might go up in the short term. So I think that was a concern. I think maybe we expected too much, Jimmy. You know what I mean? That's what we are in the markets. We're always on the optimistic side.
Well, hopefully we will get some optimism at the end of it. I think we'll leave it at that, Uncle David. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth sharing his thoughts on the midterm budget policy statement that was tabled today, as well as some of the other market movements that would have kept us busy throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.